Can you edit that out so I don't sound like a dumbass?
That might be my new ringtone for you.
Welcome to the Fast Cars, Fast Girls podcast with Abby and Molly. All right, we had a race this week.
Woo, we are back.
About damn time.
About damn time. And it was an oval race.
It was, which so. I know that we have been enjoying the road courses, but speed on that oval. We both were like, nope, still speed horse.
Still speed horse.
Still
so excited.
Speed horse.
Oh my God. And it was, I can't even with that race.
Oh.
1, 3, 5, 7, 9.
Because I can't even. If you didn't watch it, you missed out on a hell of a race.
Yeah,
people who think that IndyCar isn't interesting,
kill yourself.
Yeah, damn liars. That's
just
what they are.
Kill yourself at this point in your life.
Damn liars.
First of all, watch the race.
Watch this race.
Then kill yourself.
I mean,
because you've made some decisions.
Was unfucking believable.
It was so exciting.
I mean, edge of your seat, almost the
entire
race.
The whole race, I couldn't move from my chair.
I'll tell you what, the best decision I made, which I put out a short Twitter poll. I know we keep saying I'm going to, but I put out one about whether I should drink beer or wine.
Mm-hmm.
I think beer won.
I think beer did win.
Yeah, which is good. I grabbed beer, and I grabbed like four, and just brought them into the family room where I was watching the race, which ended up being the best decision ever, because leaving the room to get a beer,
you can't.
Not an option.
You can't.
Not an option.
Mm-mm.
In fact, if I had to go to the bathroom, I pulled it up on my phone on the app and waited for the commercials to weed through, and then like, and I just had the volume down. And then like, once it was up, I was like, okay, now I can leave the room and still watch.
Yep, 100%.
So yeah, that was quite a race. So.
So today, what are we covering? We skipped down already.
We did. All
yeah,
right.
Real
so today,
excited.
We're going to recap the ABC Supply 500.
Yep.
This awesome race we're talking
totally
about.
Totally awesome. We're going to talk about...
Shit We Didn't Make Up section.
Yep.
Fan favorite.
Fan favorite. Well...
Host favorite. I don't know if it's a fan favorite, but it's a host
maybe
favorite.
Maybe you don't like it. We do.
TFB.
We're going to talk about female racer news.
Yep.
And then we're going to preview Bobarito.
Yeah,
Another oval.
Another fast oval.
It's going to be fast.
And just in case you wondered, you're not going to hear any beers open this week.
Yeah.
You didn't hear any open last week. We're drinking beer, but we opened them before the podcast.
Yeah.
And then we just drank kind of slow last week because we'd gotten pretty hammered on Saturday. So,
Yeah, we had.
We were covering a little bit. So Molly's drinking some Fuzzy's Vodka and Lemonade.
My go-to drink now.
And I am drinking a margarita.
Because sometimes we like to mix it up with hard liquor.
Yeah, I just felt like hard alcohol today.
It happens. It's a Monday.
It's a Monday.
Yeah, we are. I mean, it's not going to be released on a Monday, but we're taping on a Monday.
We're taping on a Monday. Yeah, I had to get up much earlier
Somebody's
today.
Somebody's work schedule.
Yeah, my work schedule. Well, I'm going on vacation, so.
Yeah, there's that.
I know. Between my work schedule and vacation.
Alone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I'm an asshole. Yeah, basically.
Yeah, basically.
But yeah, I just felt like tequila because I had to get up extra early today to renew my ACLS.
Ugh.
Yeah.
It
hurt this morning when I got up.
I can imagine.
Like, all day long, I was, like, thinking about what am I going to drink when I get to Molly's. Because from the second I woke up, I was like, somebody fucking kill me.
Oh.
A little caffeine, I felt better.
Yeah.
I'm all right now.
That's good. Always good.
All right. So, the ABC Supply recap. So, going into the race.
Going into the race, which, you know, when we kind of talk about these races a week in advance, we missed some things. So, I just did some article printing. Andretti Autosport, talking about Andretti Autosport, there was an interview with Rossi who talked about one of the main things I picked up was, you know, they've had some struggles this year. They've had some struggles. They've had some technical issues.
Mm-hmm.
But he kind of ended it with saying that super speedways, which is what ABC, the Pocono is.
Yeah.
That's their specialty. And it was a home track. And I think, you know, not to bury the lead, but he did very, very well. So... And then Ed.
It was not a great race for Ed Carpenter Racing.
It wasn't. The article. So they do a really nice thing, by the way. If anybody is listening, Ed Carpenter Racing puts out a little like release about each race.
Yeah, they do.
Kind of like a preview, which I enjoy.
I do too. I usually check it out.
Yeah.
Most weeks. But yeah, they do a great job, and just in general covering like. Kind of the quick and dirty of IndyCar news.
Yeah, and they talk about the track.
You don't want to hop between different websites and sources and whatever.
What we do, but...
Which is what we do. But some people, you know, they just want the info. They don't want to dig for it as long as we do.
Whatever. I mean, live your life, I guess.
I mean, why would they? They can just listen to us.
That's true. Yeah, your sources of news. Let's see. Ed Carpenter talked about the release, kind of talked about 2016. His engine shut off at lap 57, so we didn't finish. And then first time JR had been on this track.
It was.
It was. Right, yeah. It did mention that he did okay on ovals. He came in second on in Phoenix and third in Iowa. Yeah. So that's what Ed talked about. And then TK.
Or actually, no, he came in second in Iowa.
Oops, I think I got those flipped.
Yeah, so third in Phoenix. Yeah, he was second in Iowa.
I have selective numerical dyslexia.
Hey.
It happens.
Ain't mad at you.
It happens. And then Tony.
TK.
Your boy, TK. This article kind of talked about, you know, he's not had the greatest season, so he's kind of turning it around.
He hasn't, and he really has. We talked about that a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
It feels like he's really kind of reached a turning point as far as this season, because he ran a great race yesterday.
He did. It was
he did well.
Strong race.
In qualifying and in practice, and yeah, he was a contender for
the
race.
He really was.
And in fact, in his post-race interview, he actually said, he's like, I'm not even mad. I'm going to paraphrase. He's like, I'm not even mad that I lost. You know, he was like, it was a great race. Mm-hmm. Like, there was a lot of speed. There were a lot of passes. And he was like, this was fun.
It was.
You know, I mean, he didn't finish first, but he didn't have a poor showing. That's
definitely
for sure. But yeah, he was like, I'm not even mad. Like, I'm not even mad that I lost.
I'm not even mad. I'm just impressed.
I'm just impressed. Yeah. You get a whole wheel of cheese? I'm not even mad.
Oh, my God.
So, but he said that he is definitely not retiring.
Yeah, and he's a free agent.
He's a free agent. So, I will be interested. I wonder if Chip Ganassi really is not going to re-sign him.
Well, if he said he's a free agent, I mean, that typically means that there are... So, I read somewhere, and I can't remember, but there's an exclusive window where they can contract negotiate with their team. And if that doesn't happen, then they become a free agent.
Gotcha.
So I don't think he's coming back to Chip.
Hmm.
Ganassi.
Interesting.
Chip.
Or Chip.
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 this is going to take a turn.
Shout out to Chip.
This is going
to
take
Shout
a
out to the
turn.
Person, to the Chip in our lives. You know who you are. But yeah, it is interesting. Well, and I wonder if it'll... I mean, I guess he hasn't had the greatest season, but he is still TK. I mean, he is still very popular. I think he still has a lot of fans.
Yeah.
And I think this race showed that...
He can still do it.
He can still bring it.
I mean, I just think with everybody, we're waiting on that Andretti Autosport rumor, which during the race, they said maybe by Gateway. But again,
I don't think we're going to know shit until the end of the season.
He's not going to make that announcement. Michael might know.
Oh, he might know. He might know. Make it.
But he's not going to say anything because, I mean, as I said, if he switches from Honda to Chevy, shit is going to get wily.
Yeah. I mean,
just wildly.
Rossi will not.
Rossi and Sato are out.
Yeah.
Come on, Schmidt.
Come on, Schmidt Peterson. Which they mentioned that yesterday in some of the pre-race banter or during the race.
Yeah.
You know, about SPM picking up Rossi. Mm-hmm. And we were texting back and forth, watching it at our respective locations, but texting back and forth.
Obviously.
And I'm like, we've been saying this for weeks.
Thanks, guys.
Welcome to the party.
Thanks, Paul Tracy.
Yeah, thanks, Paul Tracy. Welcome to the party. We've been saying this
Way
for
go,
weeks.
Way to go, Townsend Bell. If they listened to our podcast, you would have known.
Exactly.
Dream team. I think also the internet believes it's the dream team.
Oh, I agree with that.
IndyCar Twitter is with me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. IndyCar Twitter is definitely with us.
Oh, yeah.
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 We're just good.
Yeah, we are. What can we say? I'm excited that he's... I don't know. I have mixed feelings about TK not retiring. If he's not, I want next season to be a great season.
I hope that it's a better season for him.
Yeah.
So, and it'll be interesting at the end of the season, we find out that there was something going on during this season that maybe contributed.
Because it is almost like a dramatic switch. I think it came too late.
Oh, I mean, it definitely came too late for it to have
any
significant difference for points. He's ninth in the standings right now. But,
well, okay. That's not
Well, yeah, but he's
bad.
143 points behind the leader.
I'm always impressed you can do that math just like that.
All right, so.
So, Qualls. I don't know what to start with.
So, let's see. Wind was a factor.
Yeah, there was some wind.
I mean, wind's always a factor on a super speedway.
It is.
You got a big track, wind's going to be an issue.
Definitely. Honda put on a speed show.
Yeah, they fucking did.
Yeah,
they did.
Yes!
Sato won the pole.
Yeah.
And didn't. And then...
I don't know what happened.
And then fell the fuck apart.
And then disappeared for a minute. I was like,
Sato was one of the only predictions that I didn't feel bad about because I predicted he was going to be first out. And he won the pole. And I was like, and I was like, nah, I still feel good with that. I mean, I didn't win.
Still.
But then once the race started, he like just immediately just lost spot after spot after spot after spot. And I was like, He still might stuff it.
He could try.
Right?
Go big or go home.
But yeah, he didn't do nearly as well as I thought he should have
no,
done.
No, he didn't. I was so disappointed.
I was as well.
Yeah.
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 I mean, because, I mean, obviously he won the Indianapolis 500, so right. He knows how to race on a course like that. And the Hondas do better on the Super Speedway.
They do.
Because their aero kit...
Much better.
Much better.
Yeah.
And, I mean, and they talked about that during the race yesterday as well, that the aero kits on the Chevys, I mean, you could visibly see them vibrating and
right?
moving around more.
Insane.
Insane. So it's even more insane that Wilt won because he had to overcome that.
Well, that and he had to replace half of his fucking car.
Yeah, I did.
I was like, oh.
Yeah, I did. He didn't finish. I mean,
was not the same car that he started with.
As finishing the car, finishing on the same car that you started the race with. Barely. Rossi's second lap was the fastest.
At that time.
Yes.
I double checked that. His second lap was the fastest at that time, but then Sato came out and was like, I'm going to take it.
Right.
And it was 220, which I think he was the only...
He was the only driver to hit 220.
Yeah. My notes are
dog. He was the only one to hit 220. And the top 10 spots, 7 of them were Honda engines.
I mean, they put on a speed show. And that's why I'm Team Honda. That's a speed show.
It is a speed
show.
You know
I love a good speed show.
Well, and with as much as we love the super speedways, I mean, that's, you know, we want to see you bring it.
Yeah.
Which it'll be very interesting next year with the Universal Aero kits.
I think so.
Because I think that has made a big difference as far as, you know, Chevy versus Honda and how they do on the speedways and on the road courses.
Definitely.
Especially the super speedways. I think that aero kit has made more of a difference than it should have. Whereas next year, it's just going to be about the engine.
Yeah, it's going to be insane next year.
It is. God, I can't wait to see those things in action. We might have to go to the first IndyCar race just because we want
to. It's St. Petersburg in March.
Spring break, baby!
Woo!
Bam!
Back just in time for St. Patrick's Day.
Yes. Oh, that's right. It is right around that time.
But I think we're back in time.
I think you're right.
It's important for us.
Yeah. We do a lot for St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Which we'll talk about when we get to that.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, spoiler alert. In fact, we'll tell you where we party because it's the best bar in Indianapolis.
It is.
It is the oldest Irish Joan bar. Actually, I'll tell you right now.
Yeah, go for it.
It's McGinley's Golden Ace Inn.
Mm-hmm.
It's on East Washington Street, just off of Washington Rural, which is not always the nicest neighborhood, but on St. Patrick's Day,
it's fine.
Full of nothing but drunk, happy Irish people.
Yeah.
And occasionally, a very angry little person in a leprechaun outfit. All right. We got way off topic there.
Sorry. All right. Happens.
Okay.
Qualifications.
All right, tires.
So, oh my goodness. So, first of all, I dear God, those Firestone tires.
Mm.
Apparently, Graham Rahal qualified on a punctured tire. Like, at the end of his run, I guess it lost 6 pounds of pressure. And I was like, that's insane.
That's a lot.
So, I'm just going to say...
That's a lot. If you've ever had a tire that's low, usually you're like... A
Which
couple
is,
PSI off?
Like, my whole life.
But, like, six is a lot.
Six is a lot, and the fact that he qualified on a punctured tire.
And was driving over 200 miles an hour on one. I don't know how his car didn't feel like,
they were kept saying, like
he was on a jackhammer.
There's sparks, and I'm like...
I saw that!
I was like, what's going on? Why is his car sparking? But, so apparently, I think I'm just going to have to switch to Firestone tires on my car because maybe I'll stop having flat tires. I haven't had one in a while, so fingers crossed, everybody. Fingers crossed.
Better knock on some wood.
I know. Now I'm driving to St. Louis on Friday, so you know what's going to happen.
Flat tire. Need my AAA card?
I have one.
Okay.
Oh, please. They know me by heart. Oh, is it your tire again? Yes.
Yeah.
Please don't lecture me about the tire treads this time. The last time was my fault. Again, the tread had worn through.
Damn.
This is why I can't be a driver.
This is why you can't have nice things.
It's a 10-year-old car. It's not a nice thing anymore.
Well, I know, but you still can take care of the other parts of it. I mean, I have a 20-year-old car.
I felt like last time I got everything rotated, they said I was fine. I trust my mechanics, damn it.
That's your problem. I mean, don't get me wrong, I trust mine too, but my dad raised me working on cars and I had to do everything myself and whatever. So I always...
Remember, I was not the boy of the family.
That's true. You had an actual...
We had an actual boy.
I lived in the same roof with you. Yeah. My dad had a boy and a girl in his first marriage and thought he had a boy and a girl in his second marriage as well. So Beth got to be the girl. I got to work on cars and watch football. So
I'm not mad at that, though.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at that.
And then Ed.
Oh, Ed.
Ed crashed, which...
In practice.
In practice, which was unexpected.
Yeah.
I mean, since he is known as the Oval King.
Because Daddy only does ovals.
Daddy only does ovals. DDDRC.
But Daddy apparently doesn't do well on a trioval or a triangle.
Yeah, Daddy doesn't do triangles.
Daddy doesn't do triangles.
Which, speaking of, there is a new faux drive that is at Dad Carpenter. I hope that it's one of our listeners. I feel like it has to be because...
I don't know.
I mean, maybe it's not, but I don't see anybody else talking about how Ed Carpenter calls himself Daddy other than us. But it popped up, and I thought for sure...
Oh, I sent it to you and said...
Well, oh, yeah, that's right. You sent it to me, and you...
I said, is this you?
I was like, I am already managing 3 Twitter accounts. I mean, I am at my limit.
I was ready to do a cross-examination. Ms. Meyer, is this your Twitter?
Right? I'm like, I don't have time for a co-driver account. I'm like, I've got a professional one, I've got a fun one, and we've got the podcast one. I'm like, I don't have time in my life for a 4th Twitter account.
Well, it didn't cross my mind.
Yeah, I was like...
Sometimes your professional and your personal merge in my mind.
Yeah, that's true.
But they're not.
They're not.
No.
But yeah, so it's not me, but whoever it is, I sent both the memes and I was like, your official welcome, whatever. I was like, welcome to Twitter, Daddy Carpenter.
By the way, he did reply back like something like, Daddy says things or something.
I was yes.
done with the internet at that
that's
point.
That's where I feel like it's got to be one of our listeners because he responded in the third person. So if it's you.
If not, whoever
please
it is.
Just send us a message. I love it. Even if it's not one of our listeners, it's
we
hilarious.
Love it still.
Follow him.
Yes.
Follow him. It's a good time. Any of the fake accounts.
Yeah, you really should follow. It just makes for a great timeline.
It's more entertaining sometimes than watching the actual drivers social media accounts.
Oh, it's 100 times more interesting.
And they throw so much shade.
I aspire.
Sometimes I wonder if like the drivers create their own fake so that they can say everything they want that they wouldn't be allowed to.
Ever. Some huge scandal. Everybody really has their own fake account.
Right, so that they can be like...
Just mean. Yeah. Oh, we would.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So, yeah. So, Ed crashed in practice. Not Red. Ed crashed in practice.
It happens.
And he missed the tech inspection by 6 minutes.
By 6 minutes. So, he had an interview where he was talking about the rule. And being an attorney, I was like, well, let's go to the fucking
like,
rules.
You know who would be useful right now, Ed.
Dear Ed.
Your own personal attorney.
Why did you not call me? Because I was like, if there's a shall or a may in there, I'm arguing it. But, so the rule is that they must be in the technical inspection line within 30 minutes. Mm. So it's the word must. So free quick legal advice. If it says must, you ain't getting around it. Okay? Not getting around it. And then, so if they're not there at the time, they forfeit their guaranteed attempt.
Correct.
So he didn't get to attend.
And you automatically start in the back of the field.
Back of the pack. Yep.
Which sucks. I mean, it's 6 minutes. I'd rather miss it by 25 than by 6.
I know. I mean, there's some... I feel like there was some wiggle room. Like, had you inspected all the cars within those 6 minutes...
Well, but I think that, like, you have to be there 30 minutes before the tech starts.
Yes.
So I don't think any cars have been inspected.
No, 30 minutes before beginning of qual. So that's the last...
Gotcha.
And I missed it by 6.
Gotcha.
But then they usually draw out qual order. So you're not just like, everybody can go. There's a specific order for qualifications.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It has
but,
to do with
I mean,
timing.
You gotta have rules. You gotta have rules. Cut off somewhere.
I mean.
So, I mean, I get it. Because otherwise people are gonna take advantage of that.
No, 100%.
So, I mean, as much as I don't like rules, there are some that I understand the purpose for them.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I get it. It just sucks because we love Ed, and that's
we do. Well, and he talked about it's harder when it's these kind of 2-day events. You have such quick turnaround. Like what qual's was 10, about 9:30, 10.
Oh no, that was practice.
Practice. I'm sorry, where he crashed was 9:30, 10 because I was at the Verizon store.
And then qual started at 1.
Qual started at 1.
So I watched it before I went to work that day.
Right. So really, I can't give you quite the time he crashed. We were in the store, so it was after 10. But that's only. Maybe 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
And it was a rough crash.
Well, and like with the Indy 500, I mean, there's...
Practice.
There's practice days and there's qualifications days.
Yeah.
I mean, they have the opportunity to practice, but they've had so much opportunity to practice prior to that some people don't go out the morning of quals. I mean, some people do just to check track temperature or whatever.
Just to kind of warm up.
You know, kind of see what's going on, but it's, you know, but they're very careful. But also, we have... 2 days of qualifications,
mm-hmm.
a week before the event.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas when you're slamming in two practice sections and qualifications all in one day.
Jeez, OP.
I mean, that's a lot of shit to try and fit in, especially if something goes awry.
Yeah. But, I mean, at the same point, you can't... I mean, I don't think you can run every event like the 500.
No, absolutely you can't.
They just need somebody who can really structure some timelines. Again...
Yeah, I mean, like, they could have started practice at 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I get that they want to have... I mean, you want to make it accessible to the fans, and, you know, that's why Indy went from 4 days to 2 days, was because, you know, attendance was down.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I looked at... Total tangent.
Go for it.
There was... I think the IMS Museum was, like, tweeting Throwback Thursday videos, and it was from somebody's qualifying run, and I don't know who it was, but it was back in the 90s, and that was... I mean, when I fell in love with the Indy 500, and even though I didn't go to my first race until 95, we went to quals. Like, that would be something that we would do, that Mom would take us to. I mean, it was real easy, you know, because I was into it. It was just easy.
It's a good event to bring kids to.
And I remember the stands would be packed. And so in this video, it just showed, I mean, the stands were almost as packed as they were on race day. And it just, like, I just had such a sense of, like, love and nostalgia, and I was like, oh god, I loved that. And you know, I had a cousin get married one spring, and it was over qualifications weekend. We had family from all over the country got married. He got married down in Gatlinburg. My cousin Rob.
Oh, yeah,
you know Rob. He usually comes for the race as well. We love his wife Becky. She's our little Kentucky transplant into the family. We call her KY because we're a bunch of assholes.
Because why not?
But yeah, for their wedding, the whole family was down in Gatlinburg, and it was over qualifications week. And I remember the entire Gunyon family sitting around. The only thing that was on the TV the entire weekend was qualifications, Indy 500 qualifications, because
as God intended. Yes.
Because we're red blooded Americans.
Damn it.
Well, and America. You know, my Rob's dad is my mom's brother.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they grew up, their family, they went to the 500. Mm-hmm. And so it's, you know, our whole family has just grown up around this and loving it and all that. But yeah, it was a cool video. So if you get a chance, follow the IMS Museum on Twitter.
That was
pretty
cool.
They post some really cool old photos and videos. And but yeah, just seeing all those people for quals, and I was like, oh god, that was great. I mean, I feel like the attendance has got a little bit better.
It's gotten better. I was just thinking, like, it's not packed, but it's definitely, like, we have room when we go, we can spread out.
It's true. I think that some...
But we can still, we're close enough to interact with everybody.
We are.
Yeah.
But I think some of that goes also back to, like, what Doug said when we had interviewed him, is that, you know, there was all that attendance in the 90s because they were constantly breaking a barrier.
That's true.
You know, we broke in the 215 mile an hour barrier. We broke in 220. We broke 225. We broke 230. We broke 235. You know, so it's, and you weren't going to break that on race day.
Yeah.
And qualifications are a heck of a lot more affordable, and it's open seating.
Yeah.
And you can sit in the grandstands. You don't have to buy a grandstand ticket. It's general admission.
You just get there.
But you can sit anywhere you want. And so, yeah, I think there was a lot more excitement because in quals was where you were going to get those speeds. I mean, Ari Leyendijk set the record for speed in 94.
I mean, yeah. I mean, they go fast. I mean, how fast, you know that, how fast was Bourdais going prior to the crash? You
can, he was actually going 236 miles an hour
at
the time that he hit. His average for that lap was 232, but he was actually going 236 miles an hour. Whereas Ari Leyendijk's average for the entire lap was 237. So,
they're fast, but I don't know.
But yeah, so I think that might be part of it. I mean, just like you said, you know, that we're not... I mean, and we're not ever going to, you know, go back to those days. Plus, you had Tom Carnegie announcing. Not that I don't love Dave Glover.
First of all.
Because he does an excellent job, but...
You know what? I bet with the new kits, I bet we'll see a higher attendance this upcoming year.
I bet we will, too. And since the downforce has shifted, it doesn't come from the top of the car. It comes from down below. I bet we actually
see cars hit.
I bet we see mid-230s.
I'm already excited for
I'll tell you what. If qualifications day is not... 64 degrees and overcast, I'm gonna cry. I want it to be cool enough, but not cold.
Yes.
And I want it to be overcast because I don't want the track to get too hot, but I want it to have enough grip.
Like it was 2 years ago.
Yes, it was perfect.
Perfect.
And we saw such great speeds.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That was a good time.
Yeah. Like I want it, and yeah, because I want to see them fly.
Yes.
I want to see them defy the laws of physics.
I'm already excited for May.
Oh my gosh.
I'm already excited for May. Whew.
Oh, sorry. Super sweet to do that to us.
It does. We got a little giggly.
Oh, so yeah. The time crunch of 2 day events. I mean, but yeah, you can't run everything like the Indy 500.
No.
It just wouldn't work. But yeah, I think that it was a little too close, I feel like.
Yeah, it was. It was. And I think it's
10 a.m. practice, and then at 12:30, you got to be in tech. I mean, if anything goes wrong.
I mean
that's
are.
Barely enough time to adjust settings on your car and then get out, you know, and, yeah, I don't know. It feels a little close.
Well, let's move on to the race. The crashes happened during the race. I put them in the wrong area.
Oh, that's all right. Yeah, we can move on to the race.
So, first of all, that start was insane.
Oh, well, do we want to finish the quals? Because there were two other crashes. There were two crashes
in
the quals.
Oh, they did crash in the quals. My God.
So,
I'm flipped.
RHR, Ryan Hunter Ray, he crashed in turn three, and he immediately set up the radio in my hip.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, God, I hope it's not another Bourdais situation.
No.
And when he got out of the car, I mean, he wasn't putting any weight on it. He had a guy on either side.
Yeah.
That he was basically using as crutches.
He was moving it, though. And
he
so
was
that,
moving it, but
that's always
he
good.
Was, like, he did, like, toe touch weight. And,
yeah.
And then was like, nope.
Nah.
Not happening.
Nope.
And, but yeah, but he was luckily cleared and was okay to race the next day.
Yeah.
And then Alio crashed in turn one, which this was hysterical. So I'm watching it on my phone. Because I was up in Fort Wayne.
Sure.
And Robin Miller's interviewing Roger Penske. And Roger Penske, by the way, is tired of getting asked about whether he's going to have Alio next year. As he said a month and a half ago, like,
I'm
going to make a habit of talking about the strategy for the next season until we're done with this season.
Makes sense.
Makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
I mean, he knows what he's going to do, but...
Yeah.
It basically is saying not any of your damn business. Mm-hmm. Like, you'll find out when you find out.
I'll tell you when I'm good darn ready to tell
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
That's a dead answer. I'll
it
tell
is.
You when I'm ready.
Yeah. Because I said so. Mm-hmm. So Robin Miller is interviewing him, and he, you know, he says, well, it looks like your three drivers out there are auditioning for their spot. And Roger says, I have four. And he goes, well, I mean, three next year if you don't keep Alio. And Roger interrupts him and goes, Robin, when we decide what our plan is for next year, I promise you will be the first to know. I mean, and he was salty. And it made me laugh so hard. And then Robin interrupts him and says,
oh no.
Oh no, there's been a crash on the track and it was Alio.
I'm sorry. It's not funny that he
It's
crashed.
Not funny, but like the dynamics of that conversation then with the fact that that's when the Alio crash happened.
And the fact that Roger's typically in Alio's ear, so you know he's like... Damn it!
Right? He's like, fucking Robin Miller.
Code red, everybody. Code red.
Code red.
Alio crest.
Get out of spare helmet.
Get out the backup helmet.
He's going to throw something. but yeah, that was funny. The look on Penske's face, he was not a happy camper.
Not pleased at all.
He was less than pleased.
He was cranky.
He was a little cranky. So, but yeah, so that about wraps up Qualls. So race notes. They came over as soon as they went green. I mean, cars just spread out.
Ah.
And they came up, the announcers, you know, they were like, I think they're five wide, not X Molly. And I was like, fuck that. They are
eight wide. Eight wide, I think.
I was like, Jesus, they are eight wide right now.
You just stared and go, I don't know what's happening.
I was like, we might have a red flag before we even get one lap down.
We're not even a lap in and we're flagging.
Like, if there's a crash, it's going to get crazy fast.
If you haven't seen it, then please stop this podcast and go watch it.
Go watch it.
Come back to us. We come back.
Or at least watch the like short recap.
Yeah, they do a little like thing. And it is. They just, it's, whoof.
It's like if you've ever seen one of those videos where like somebody, like where an egg sack of spiders hatches and all of a sudden they just spread out everywhere.
Yes. Ooh,
that's what it feels like.
Oh my God. Eight wide. By the way, there was so much passing in this race, I couldn't even keep up.
Over 500 passes.
First of all, let's just do the math there. 500-mile race.
Over 500
passes. Over 500 passes. I mean...
More than one
on
pass
average.
Per mile.
Per mile. Just think about that for a minute.
I mean, that's craziness. There was so much change in... position,
yeah.
And there were 42 different lead changes.
I mean, towards the end of that race, I was like, I'm just gonna sit and watch. Like, I put my pen down, I put my phone down. I'm just gonna let this
it
happen.
Was,
I'm gonna let this race happen to me.
Oh, it was great. I mean, and we are definitely going next year.
Oh, 100%.
I mean, we're watching this, and we're like, we have to go next year.
Like
this
every 20 minutes, one like, would text the other. Yeah, we're going
yeah,
next year.
It's a thing.
It's happening.
Like,
I will make the drive to Pennsylvania. I don't like that drive.
Oh, I don't mind it.
Okay, well. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, we're not taking 70. I'm not, you know, that toll is ridiculous.
No, that's not happening.
Yeah. But yeah, we'll do it.
Okay.
I got family in Pittsburgh. We can stop halfway.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah, we can stay with some Myers.
Oh, boy.
It'll be a good time.
Shit's gonna get wily.
Shit is gonna get crazy.
Cause yeah, we'll have to take the Monday off afterward too.
Well, naturally.
I mean, obvi.
Yeah. But yeah, so I mean, it was just, I can't wait to see it live.
I was in.
And it reminded me so much of the Indy 500, just with the excitement.
Yes. I think if we were there, I wouldn't have been able to sit down.
Oh no, definitely not. I'd have been on my feet so much. I mean, I actually stood on my feet a couple times in the family room. No, I mean, I couldn't contain myself.
I was jumping up and down and squeaking, and I was watching my parents' dog at the time, and she was like, "Oh, what are you doing?"
She's like, I don't know what noise you're
making. Whoa,
bring it down.
You're not a squeaky toy, Kyle.
No, I'm yelling at the TV.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
I'm very into it. So Ed kept having.
Something's wrong with Ed's car, guys, and I don't want to blame anybody, but
Spencer driving less.
Remember when Spencer crashed in Mid-Ohio and they had to bring up that backup car? So,
just saying.
I'm wondering if Spencer is in witness protection. You know, Ed at one point was like, put Spencer on. And Spencer's like, no, I'm not here. Tell him I'm not here.
Tell him I'm not here. Oh, the pits.
So first of all, I know that we joke about it, but I was on the Twitter at that moment, and it was after, like, the full, they're like, well, they're all coming into the pits, and I'm like, they're not all coming into the pits. No, nope, they all came in the pits, and I was like, uh-oh.
And I think it was the angle that it was more of an optical illusion.
Perhaps.
But from the angle where you looked, like, it looked like there is no way in hell that all of these cars are going to get in here and get out.
I was concerned.
Like, it was like, nobody's going to get out of this alive.
No.
Like, it was anarchy.
Straight anarchy. When they started to come out, I just started screaming. Just, ah, no, 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 somebody's gonna hit. Because that's what happened last year.
Yeah.
So.
It was crazy. I texted Molly. I said, so these pits look like Menards on Black Friday.
Yep.
Which, if you've ever been to Menards on Black Friday, there are no rules.
There are no laws.
They do not respect the laws of man or God.
No.
Okay? It is every man for himself.
It is.
I said, Menards on Black Friday makes the movie The Purge look like Disneyland.
Yeah. And those pits were worse.
They were.
They were worse.
Oh my gosh.
It was,
yeah, I was like, ah, what's gonna happen?
Like, and as soon as, like, more than two cars pitted, I was like, nope. It's not gonna work out
but
well.
But there was not any contact.
There was no crashes in pit lane.
So.
But you know who did crash? Mikhail's car.
Mikhail's car still crashed. Which he probably was like, you feel good about that decision?
Well, apparently he maybe tweeted a little.
He tweeted a little bit of shade.
A little shade, which...
I ain't mad at that. I would have done it.
I don't think he listens. We don't have any listeners in Russia, but I aspire. I aspire to that level of shade that Mikhail can
and pettiness.
Throw. I was like, ooh, I like this.
Yeah, you don't really usually see that kind of pettiness, you know.
I think it's
outside of junior high girls.
The cold Russian winters.
It's true.
Mikhail has no time.
Well, and he probably was not shady. He's just stating facts.
He was like, well, that happened.
That sucks.
Sorry about you.
Sucks to be you.
Mikhail did not crash in Mid-Ohio while you take Mikhail out of car. Mikhail says, Sebastian Saavedra, he cannot drive car. Let's talk
Hitch
about...
had an amazing save.
My God.
Oh my gosh. Almost hit the wall and didn't. And you can see, like, he was about... to ditch the steering wheel.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was right there, and he crossed. He crossed. He actually crossed his hands, which they never do.
Yeah.
And then came back and whatever, and it's like, you could see he was about to ditch just it, go. And then it straightened out, and he was fine.
I mean, beautiful.
The announcers, Twitter,
erupted.
Erupted. And it was, I was like, Hinch is a beast.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he is a beast. Like, that
Absolutely.
Was a hell of a save. And Connor
Perfect.
Daly tweeted at ESPN and was like, hey, if you want, like, the sports move of the week, this
that
is
was it. 100%.
And I retweeted from our account because I was like,
yeah.
This right here.
Right there.
I mean.
Mad
skill.
Yes.
Mad skill.
I just can't.
Another reason we love Hinch.
Also, because he's a class act.
He is a class act. He ended up getting into an accident with J.R. Hildebrand.
Yeah.
Hinch cut it on the squirrely. Inside a little too close, and so Hildebrand came down to maintain his line, and they touched, and it took them both out of the race, and and Hinch shouldn't have been there, and he was the first one to say it. He was like, that was completely my fault. I feel really bad for our guys. I feel really bad for JR and his guys. He's like, 100% my fault. I should have backed off. I should have done this, da-da-da-da, and I love that about him.
I do, too.
He doesn't put it off on anybody else.
Yeah.
I mean, if it is somebody else's fault, like, he's not going to mince words about calling you out.
No,
but when it's his fault, up. I mean, they were like, so what happened there? And he's like, it was completely my fault.
Yeah, that's a good driver.
That is. I mean, that's just a good human being.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, that's, yeah.
I mean, too bad he's Canadian. I'd vote for him for president.
I would, too.
But he's Canadian, so he can't run.
He cannot.
No.
He cannot.
Them's the rules.
Them's the rules.
Oh, I just want to point out your text that you sent me. You're like, did you see him get out of that car?
Yes, because, you know, I said he's got, you know, 9 lives like a cat. Well, he's down to 8.
Maybe 7 and a half. Maybe 7 this race. We're not sure.
But yeah, I always say he's cat leg because he's nimbly busy. I was like, did you see him get out of his car? I was like, he literally jumped out of his car like a cat.
I'm out. He also did get that pit penalty.
He did. So his front tires went over his air hose.
And I think maybe the line.
And it did. It did cross outside the box. And so he had to be pushed back in. And he got a penalty for that, which I find just hateful. Now, it is listed under the safety regulations, which I get that because you can damage the air hose. I mean, that's pressurized air because that's how they take the tires on and off.
Right.
So, you know, that can cause a lot of damage. That, I mean, and believe me, I'm all about maintaining safety rules.
Right, 100%.
But there's lots of rules in IndyCar, and they don't fine for all of them. Because it's also against IndyCar rules for your tire to drop below the white line on the inside of any track. And that happens, every
time,
race.
All the races.
And nobody gets fined for that. And it's not like Hinch did it on purpose. Like, he drove over his own equipment.
Right. There's no intent.
Was not intentional. And there was no benefit to him.
No.
He lost time in the pits because of that.
You and I talked about, like, he was already punished by his own actions. They had to pull his car back and then work on it. That's a time penalty already.
Right. And had he damaged that hose, he would have been extra screwed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, so they assigned a monetary fine, which I'm sure Hinch was like, okay.
Okay. We're going to start a GoFundMe.
Yeah, right.
We're not. No, we're just not. Kidding. No, that's not happening.
He's got enough money.
I'm a state employee. I ain't got that money. Nah.
I mean, I could probably donate money, but I'm not going to.
My money's going to Connor Car Wash.
I got vacations planned, okay? There's a casino on the cruise ship.
I was going to say, I'm going to a casino on Friday.
I'm not just trying to throw my money at drivers, okay? He makes more money than I do.
They're fine.
He's fine. Yeah, I find it interesting that they do not...
I think it's
either you assign penalties for everything or for the things that actually put other drivers in danger.
You know,
or intentional things, you know.
I haven't read it, but you know, some of in the law that I practice, one of the things are they like for everything to be consistent.
Yes.
And I don't remember seeing that in the rules, but I'm going to go back and read through it because now I'm interested.
Well, they can choose two
or not two, but some of it is your decision should be consistent.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
And with the speed in pit lane, I 100% agree
always.
With a penalty on that every time because that is a serious safety issue.
It's a straight
safety. You cannot be coming through pit lane at 100 miles an hour.
Not
only putting yourself and other drivers at risk, each crew has 6 people that could possibly be out there. And
I mean, have you seen some of the footage where people get hit in that pit?
I have seen somebody get hit.
Yeah, I mean, I've
seen it happen live. It's terrifying.
You're like, oh, God, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm on board with that.
So that, I have no problem finding somebody for.
No.
I have no problem finding them and holding them in the pit.
Oh, that's a hold.
Time, a stop and hold.
Mm-hmm. And some money.
And a fine.
I'm going to take it out of your
time.
And if
they were a repeat offender and I was race control?
Out.
Oh, absolutely.
Out. I'm going to wave that black flag.
And I put them on probation for the rest of the season. I do it one more time.
Oh, I wish you would.
Give me 3 wishes.
You got them.
I wish you would. So, I don't know. I didn't like that they...
I don't like that either. I think... I don't know. It was unnecessary.
I understand, had there been a car in the pit box of him...
Or if somebody was even coming in.
Yes, but that was not the case. Had there been a car in front of him, he could have bumped that car. That's an issue. That's a serious safety issue.
It's a safety issue.
And that's why this falls in the safety issue rules.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. You know, had there been somebody who was going to come into that pit and he went up too far, that would have thrown them off. And then they would have you know, gone too far in their pit.
Yeah.
But that was not the case. So, I don't know. I just found it petty.
It was, no, that's the exact word. It's petty.
It just seemed petty to me.
I mean, not that I am, but if I were Schmidt Peterson Motorsports attorney, I'd be on the phone to race control today. Mm-hmm. There'd be some angry words.
Oh, I'd have been talking to the race commissioner yesterday.
There'd be angry lawyer words.
If I was Sam Schmidt, I'd have been blowing my wheelchair straight to the stop race it. Commissioner.
Oh my God, stop.
Oh, I knew you were going there.
You know.
I know. I was like,
you already knew.
I saw it happen. Just let it go.
Yeah.
Just let it happen, Hillary.
Like, I'm not going to be able to stop this.
Just let it happen.
Just get out of the way.
Just look. Just be cat-like and leap. Also in that crash. So, backstory, switched to Verizon.
Yes, you did.
Which is amazing to use the app because you can
super
go
jealous.
To any driver you want to and you just push it. You don't have to like,
yeah.
Like on our headphones, which I love, you know, it scans and whatnot and you have to like figure out what channel they're on because the channel does not equate to the number, which it probably should. It'd be a lot easier for me.
Yeah.
But on the app, you literally just click, 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 click. Well, I was like, now let's see what's going on with Ed since that crash happened. He was a passive-aggressive queen on that radio.
after that crash. I was so sad I didn't have radio access.
I mean, I should have, like, put it on speaker and recorded it. Because at one point, like, the crash just happened. They're like, hey, JR and Hinch hit. We're going under yellow. And his team came on and they're like, how's your tire pressure?
First off, he was just silent.
He was just there. There was just silence.
Was
and I was like.
He did not respond.
Ed? You still there, buddy? And they were like, how's your tire pressure? And this is exactly the tone that he used. Fine. I'm like, uh-oh.
Daddy's not happy.
Daddy is not happy.
Daddy's not pleased.
It was probably a good 8 to 10 minutes later.
And then they said something else. They were like.
They were talking. Yeah, they were
yeah,
talking
they were
about.
Like, the car, da-da-da, like, they're waiting on the hook. And he just said, he was like, 37 laps left.
Yes, that's right. They're like, well, they got.
Like, it was like.
They got JRs on the hook.
I don't give a shit right now. I'm still in this race.
Hinch
so
isn't waiting.
How about you tell me the race team ownership after this fucking race is over?
He did not answer
care.
That statement.
IDGAF.
It was 37 laps left, right? I was like, oh no. Oh no. And then probably 10 minutes after that crash, she just heard him go, is JR okay?
Once he finally got enough hate out of his system because, that he could genuinely ask.
Because I'm sure if the answer was no, he'd have been like, crap. If the answer was yes, I don't know. I imagine they have private communication channels. Much like Spencer, it was put him on the radio, switch to the private channels. I'm like, you have one job on ovals, finish.
Right.
What's your problem, JR? It was the man bun.
Well, no, it was
Hinch. Hinch.
But
true.
I did say, I was like, God damn man bun!
But he was, oh my God, I laughed. I laughed and laughed and laughed on that one. Just,
so fun.
How's your tire pressure?
Fine.
Oh, no.
Oh, things are not fine.
They are
That's
not
like
fine.
A relationship. Is everything okay? I'm fine.
Or it's basically.
You're definitely not fine.
The text 100%. Text equivalent of K.
You know what K is? The shortest way to spell fuck you.
Ooh, I like that.
Right?
I like that a lot.
And for the record, anybody who texts with me, if I send you a K, that's what I mean.
I'm going right through our text.
I don't think I ever sent
you. I don't think you have. No. Not yet.
No, with the exception of Paul, because Paul says K all the time, and so I'll send a K to him.
I mean, I will say my dad and I use K a lot as a shorthand.
But pretty much everybody else in my life, like, I won't say 100% of the time. But
if we're
it's
in a relationship.
A strong 95. If I send you K, what I really mean is, like, kiss my
This
hands.
Is not going well for you, bro.
Yeah. So, all right, the last 10 laps of that race.
First of all, how the hell did Will Power come back from a lap behind? That's some
oh
witchcraft.
My gosh. He had some serious witchery.
Did he sacrifice a virgin?
I don't know.
He might have. Hashtag, did Will sacrifice a virgin?
He must be talking to Rossi. I don't know. So.
But it was insane. They
it
could,
was crazy. Well, and.
They couldn't catch him.
They could not.
They could not.
I mean,
they tried
and
tried.
Finally, finally caught up and they had adjusted some things and it was finally fast again. I mean, because he finished second. For the longest, he was back and I was like, oh, I screwed myself.
You did. Every single text. Damn it.
I was like, I wasted my picks. I was like, why did I pick this person? Why did I pick this person?
Yeah, there was a lot of that going on.
There was a lot of that.
But I think there was a lot of that from both of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It did go both ways. But, oh my gosh, yeah, Will came back from a lap behind and from having to replace all kinds of
half of his car.
Half of his car.
Yeah.
And Rossi was so strong.
So strong.
But at the very end, I mean, Newgarden was following Power so closely.
Yeah.
And kept trying to pass him, just couldn't get around. I mean, in his post-race interview, you know, he was like, I did everything I could.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, but Will ran a great race.
It was. The end of that race was
insane. Defended his line, and yeah, it was, we would have been on our feet screaming.
The whole last 10 laps.
Oh, easily.
Oh my God, just.
Easily.
Insane.
I mean, at 20 laps, because we watch it on the NBC Sports Network, and so we have commercials, and at 20 laps left, they went to a commercial, and they're usually like 2 minutes long, and I'm on my back porch at that point. I was like, what the hell?
Why are we at commercial? Stop it.
Like, oh my God, my neighbors just turned me. So I was like, it's so exciting right now. Why are we doing a commercial?
Why?
I will pay a fee right now to go straight back to the race.
I will PayPal you $20. Please don't interrupt me.
Put it back on the track. but yeah, it was great.
Oh.
God, that was awesome.
So, yeah, we are definitely going back next year.
Absolutely.
It was
So I picked Newgarden.
Yep.
For first, he came in second, so I got half a point.
You got half a point.
Picked Alio for top five. Negatory.
No points.
Picked Hinch for top 10. Negatory. Nope. And picked Sato for first out, also a negatory.
So I picked Pagano for first, and he was fourth. So goddamn it, Pagano.
Because if your pick for first finishes in the top three,
half a point.
You get a half point.
Nope, didn't finish in the top three. But I picked Rossi for top five.
Last time I picked him for first, he got fourth. And I was like, son of a bitch.
Merde. That's right. I could curse in French.
Right. Maldizio.
Merde. But I did pick Rossi top five, so he came in third. So I got a point out of that one.
Yeah, you did.
Picked Connor for top 10, and that did not happen.
No, it was not a great day for AJ Foyt Racing.
Not a good day for
the Foyt. Which I was very disappointed about. Because I really wanted to see Connor come back and kill it.
So I had him on my app. I had it in his car for a bit, but apparently he was having some real serious radio.
Which makes it really hard when you can't communicate with your
every
strategist.
Time he would come over, it was just... And I was like, nope.
I mean, I'm surprised he didn't pull it out of his ear. I'd have been like, screw this.
I was like, no, this ain't happening. So it didn't work. I picked TK for first out. That also didn't work. And I got a lot of shit from my dad because I didn't pick Will Power.
Well, I mean, Will is your boy.
He did. And that
but
was the exact...
we don't want to pick the same people every
day. I know. I'm trying... Like, look, I make my decisions based on something.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is yet.
I don't know.
We drank
a lot last weekend.
Alcohol. Who I'm feeling at that moment.
Right?
No, but he literally texted me, who won the race? I said, Will. He said, how many points did you win? I said, well, I didn't, because I didn't pick Will. And he went, Will is your boy. Why did you not pick him? That's a
and
lot
he
of
said, Will is your boy.
He did. I was like, that's a lot of shade.
That's a lot of judgment. That's a lot of judgment there, Chick.
First of all, there's always judgment from Chick Hilliker.
Well,
you were there on Fest Friday. You saw it in person.
I mean, I've known your dad.
That's
for
true. It's a lot of judgment.
30 years. Yeah.
I mean, he's got that. He can just stand and look at you.
Oh, he's...
He'd be scary.
I mean, he terrified me for years. Like, literally, I think it was like we were in college. I finally felt secure in the fact that I was like, okay, I'm pretty sure. I'm like 90% sure that Molly's dad wouldn't kill me.
It was only until after the surgery.
Yeah, like that's when I went to 100%, and I was like, okay.
That's about it for me, too. Yeah,
I can run away from him now.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, I've seen Mario in pit lane with that, like a 1,000-yard stare at a driver. Chick could do it.
Oh,
so
yeah.
If anybody needs...
He's intimidating.
...an old man to just stand there and stare at drivers when they do bad, my dad's... He's not working.
He'd do it for free. He'd probably do it just for the pure enjoyment.
He would do it for free because he wants to go to them races.
Yeah, he does.
He does need to fly, and he needs a golf cart. But other than that, tickets for us.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm negotiating right now.
Yeah.
But anyway, I got a lot of shit and shade from him because I did not pick Will Power.
Yeah.
And spoiler alert, I'm not picking him for this upcoming race.
No, you're not. But Connor did finish, so...
another $10 each from us to the Juvenile Diabetes Research Fund.
Yep.
So, okay.
JDRF.
JDRF. That's how I have to remember it.
Yeah.
So, you know, and if anybody else out there wants to join along, hashtag it out, Connor Car Watch.
Yep.
We will unhaint this car.
We will.
Because
and give some money to the diabetes.
I really feel like it's haunted at this point.
I mean,
he's got it. He had it.
There's but with the radio issues.
That's haunt right there. That's a haint.
I mean, people who like study
paranormal. You
know, paranormal stuff, like
radio.
Don't they say radio?
Yes!
I mean, electronics is one of the number one things that they say is how, you know, paranormal stuff, you know, tries to communicate. So
dun, 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 dun. And it was
we should call one of those shows.
And have them just walk around the car.
Right, get their little
thingies.
Yeah, right, their little ghost Geiger counters.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
So that was an insane race, and I can't handle it. I can't handle that race. Like, I have it queued up on the Verizon, like, podcast to listen to when I go to the gym on Wednesday. I don't know if I'll be able to. I'll stop working out, just go, and then what happened? And then what happened? So, it was insane.
It was good
shit. I'm excited.
All right. All right.
Shit we didn't make up. So, I have been reading through the rules, because I'm a nerd. There are a few rules out there about communication between drivers and race control. The fact that car-to-car communication is not involved, aka they don't want you sending hate text messages to each other.
Which is why they use the middle finger.
Yeah, or the, I mean,
and various hand gestures.
Various hand gestures. And sorry, Mom, if you're ever watching this video clip. They also do, so there's an instant messaging system that's between entrance and IndyCar, which is really, I think, race control.
Yeah.
So there's an instant message between race control.
Yeah, because that's one of the many ways that they let you know about a yellow flag.
Yeah, and it's a two-way system, actually.
Yeah.
But one of the rules says that you can message IndyCar / race control, but the messages can't be, and this is a direct quote, irrelevant, abusive, and or unnecessarily repetitive. And I just have one question. What sparked that rule?
Oh, you know, somebody like me. That's what sparked that rule. Okay? A, I love the irrelevant. Somebody like me wrote that rule, too.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Irrelevant. Don't message me stupid shit.
Don't send me stupid shit.
Because you know what that is? That's, what's the word? That's reckless driving.
Yeah.
Okay, that's reckless driving. Sending me irrelevant messages.
That's texting
that
and driving.
Shit about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Abusive.
Well,
that was made for somebody like me. Somebody like me.
Yep.
And then unnecessarily repetitive, i.e. the mini text I sent on David calls about our TV screen.
That was the greatest moment ever. How many was it?
9. Maybe. In the 2.5 hours of qualifying that we actually had that day.
What I love was that you tweeted. They said, we're on it. They would tweet about something else. You're like, but what about the video screen?
What about the screen? Every time they tweeted about anything. And then occasionally, and they would respond to some, and then they would respond to others. And I was like, just in case you forgot us over here in turn one, I still can't see the speed.
Which is important,
which is
too.
Detrimental to our drinking game.
How can we play the drinking game if I don't have the speed?
Exactly. Can't be done. We have to know which lap's fastest so we know who lost.
I think if this happens next year, we're tweeting at Dave Calabro. Dave, you got to help us out.
I did tweet at Dave Calabro.
Tell us which lap is fastest.
I tweeted at everybody involved. I tweeted at Dave. I tweeted at the IMS. I tweeted at the productions. I actually went back and deleted some of them. The next, like, 2 days later when I was sober again, I was like,
not angry.
Like, I mean, and I wasn't hateful on any of them. I just wanted to annoy them to the point that they would fix it.
Like, you wanted to see somebody out there literally climbing.
I wanted to see somebody, getting up there doing something with the screen. Like,
I don't know what.
Let me know that you're doing something. We're doing everything we can. Which is what exactly? Because I don't see any change on this end.
Oh my God.
So yeah, that rule was made by and for people like me.
Definitely was. I mean, that's another reason why we cannot be drivers.
No.
Because we would abuse it, and we'd have to set up a GoFundMe account.
100%.
Even if we were making that driver money.
100%.
Gone. Gone like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, little shit we didn't make up. You are not allowed to send hateful text messages during the race.
No hateful text messages.
No hateful. Your mom drives slow. Get out of the way, Grandma.
Right? You need to let so-and-so pass. Your mom needs to pass.
Your mom wants to pass. There would be a lot of your moms.
Oh, tons.
Tons from us. It's my go-to.
Your mom jokes are always funny to me.
They're really fun when you say it to a sibling.
Yes.
Which is my
favorite.
Actually,
it's hilarious with me and my older siblings because we have the same dad, but not the same mom. And so sometimes it gets out of control and like occasionally we'll be like, ooh, did we cross a line there? Because like it's not the same mom. And then we're like, no.
Nah, it's all right.
We have no lines.
There is no lines.
There's no line between siblings.
I like to do a your mom joke with my brother.
Oh, yeah.
In front of my mom.
Yeah. My mom laughs every time we make a your mom joke about her.
Yeah. You have to.
In fact, she'll make your mom jokes to me. I'm like, you're talking about yourself.
Wait a minute.
But it's still funny.
It's still funny.
It's still hilarious. All right. Well, female racer news.
So, in the NHRA. My
there you go.
Goodness.
That was
hard to say.
Easy for you to say.
Mm-hmm. And boy, I cannot remember. National Hot Rod Association.
Yeah.
Look at that. Not even written down. Score.
Well, because how can you forget hot rods?
You can't.
I mean,
This weekend, Leah Pritchett and Alexi DeJoria, guessing on that pronunciation. Sorry, Alexi. I get it.
DeJoria,
perhaps.
Yeah.
They were the first double female on the podium.
Good for them.
Which is exciting. I love to see that. I love to see that. And if anybody, you know, we've got a lot of listeners in Indiana.
We do.
Labor Day weekend is the NHRA Chevrolet Performance U.S. Nationals at Lucas Oil.
Yeah.
Which we just went to.
Not the stadium.
The raceway.
Which is out in Claremont.
Yeah, they're not drag racing in Lucas Oil Stadium. It's too short. Maybe. So if anybody is free over Labor Day weekend, they are going to be. Well, Leah Pritchett is. She's going to be competing at Lucas Oil Raceway for the NHRA Chevrolet. God, I hate that word. Multiple reasons.
Almost as much as you hate the engine.
Almost. Performance U.S. Nationals. So that's Labor Day weekend at Lucas Oil Raceway. Also, Courtney Force so far is listed. I just clicked on one listing of racers. Mm-hmm. Courtney Force is sisters. Brittany Force is sisters to Courtney Force, who is married to Graham Rahal. My God. Let me make sure that family tree is right.
Yep. You got it.
Yep.
But Courtney Force is a good racer.
She is as well. I think there's a shootout, and because we follow her on a couple of our social medias. And
we
I
do.
Think she, I'm anticipating her being there as well.
Yes, which we might, we might have to check that out.
We might have to. I mean, it's fun. We went a couple of weeks ago just for like the, I don't know what it was. It was just some random race.
Yeah, some random.
And it's kind of fun.
It was.
Bring earplugs.
Yeah, they're loud.
Please bring earplugs. You're like, oh no, IndyCar is not like this loud.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh, no. So, but yeah. Well, and we met Courtney Force at the victory banquet for the 8500.
You keep saying this. I don't remember it.
We did. Remember, she was in that gorgeous red dress.
Okay. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, they had like the built-in choker with it.
She's
and,
very
like,
pretty.
A sweetheart neckline, and then had like the cutout yoke in the back.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, and she's super tall. She's like 5'11", and she was wearing heels, and I mean, and she's blonde. So I always love a tall blonde. I mean, because I am one, and so I'm like, yeah, that's right, girl. You wear those heels. Wear those heels. But yeah, we chit-chatted with her for a little bit about her hair and her dress because she looked absolutely gorgeous.
She did look very, very pretty.
Oh my gosh! I mean, we should have chit-chatted with her about her.
Well, we didn't
race
know at the time.
We didn't know who she was. We didn't.
Things
we didn't
were
realize that she was Graham Rahal's wife. She was, but well, actually, we were standing in line to get drinks together. We were standing up at the bar together.
I mean, always important for
and
us.
And so we were just chit chatting with everybody, and we were just
as we do
giddy. I mean,
yeah,
giddy.
Sometimes I think
like Christmas morning excited that entire night.
I just want you to know that sometimes I look back at that picture of us and Hinch and just laugh at my face.
You were pinching me so hard. I don't know. I think I had a bruise on the back of my arm.
Did we ever put that on social media?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. Well, it's on our Facebook page.
You know what? You can put that out for my birthday because I am cheesing like crazy.
It's not anything compared to the picture with Scott Dixon and Emma.
I don't think.
You look like a damn fool in that photo.
I look like a damn fool in half of my photos.
Because you didn't have the Bernie Meyer smile training.
I either am smiling like an idiot or I actually have the serial killer look on my face.
Yeah.
It's one or the other with me.
I know. It's why we have got to get you to meet Rossi.
We can bond over we don't take good pictures together. It's okay.
It's
cool. Some of us just went on to be better, like lawyers, but, you know.
Are you slamming me or are you slamming Rossi?
I'm slamming...
You're telling me you'd rather be an attorney than an IndyCar driver?
I think we all know I could be an IndyCar driver.
I mean, I think that you could. Okay, let's say that you didn't have to abide by the rules as far as, like, you know, cussing at other drivers and things like that.
I'm a control freak. How well do you think I'd handle ovals?
I mean, fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yep.
All right.
Here's that.
There is that. There's all right, so if you're in the area, or if you're within driving distance.
Yeah, definitely you should check it out.
The NHRA Chevrolet Performance US Nationals.
Look at you. Next weekend. Rolling off your tongue. No.
Or not in 2 weeks.
Labor Day weekend.
Labor Day weekend. So
yeah. And you have that Monday off, so go for it. Why not?
Yeah. Live it up, people.
Is there a race that week?
Yes, there is. September 3rd.
Is that that's the last one. I think that's Watkins Glen. Maybe.
No, it's not Watkins Glen.
The GP at the Glen.
Oh, it is. Okay, it's not the last race, though, because they still
No,
have
it's
to
not
do.
The last race. Then okay. It's GoPro.
Oh, that's right. You know what? Every time you say Watkins Glen, like, I know that it's in New York. And then, but, like, for some reason, like, initially in my head, I feel like it's Wisconsin. But then I'm like, no, that's Elkhart Lake. And
but so, Watkins Glen sounds like something in...
It does. Yeah. And so, it, like, in my brain, like, those wires are crossed.
Yeah.
So, which Ole has been to that track.
Really?
Yeah. So my mom's best friend, Zora, her husband, Ole, was a huge, huge, huge IndyCar fan. Unfortunately, he passed away about 7 years ago, which is a shame because he would be BFFs with Doug Bowles because Ole was running for mayor everywhere he went. And was just that guy that would, you know, that would just end up talking to the right person and they'd be like, hey, why don't you come inside these suites with us? Hey, why don't you come down to the basement of the IMS Museum and check out these cars? Hey, why don't you? And so he's been to that track and yeah, Zora said that he always had a really good time there.
Watkins or Sonoma?
Watkins.
Okay. Yeah, Watkins.
Yeah, because they used to live in, well, they lived in New York and then they lived in Delaware for a while.
I mean, well, I think that's definitely a track on my list only because I love upstate New York.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely gorgeous. I'd be down to go. Well,
as a wasp, upstate New York basically is the home ground. I mean, let's just be real.
Well, and we've got my sister-in-law's Italian family on Long Island that we'll have to stop and see. We'll, of course, have to go into the city to see my cousin Aaron. I mean, we'll make a whole week
of it. Yeah, we're going to have to make a whole week of it.
Yeah, we'll make a whole week of it. We'll hit the city. Well, and there's a ton of good wineries on Long Island.
Done.
And the best part is that Angela's mom doesn't really drink anymore.
So we have a built-in DD. We have a built-in DD, what you're saying.
Yeah.
Done. All right.
Yeah.
We'll figure this out.
So, time in NYC, catch a show, catch Hobby. Some wineries, eat some fantastic Italian food with all her family. And
talk
then
dirty to me.
Head north. Got a carb load before we start drinking for the race.
So, basically, what you're telling me is we need to get, well, you know, I need a higher paying job.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Now I'm working
well,
on it.
Well, I just need to consistently keep getting jobs. The pay can stay the same. I just need to keep getting.
Working on it. Working on it.
All right. So next up, the Bomarito 500.
Another oval.
Another oval and a short oval. So
I'm excited.
It is 1.25 miles. It is half the size of the IMS track.
Look at you with the math.
I know. You know that every semester in nursing school, we had to take like a math competency test, which cracked me up because the math that was required for a nursing degree... Well, okay, I'll say this. A lot of people had issues with it, but I'm a math person. Like, I love math. I love everything about math.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Up to...
I'm not judging.
And completely excluding calculus.
I mean, that was the part that screwed me in my science degree.
Calculus is fuckery.
They made me do calculus. I'm like, there's not even numbers anymore.
No.
I don't want to do math without numbers. Why are these letters here? Anyway.
And I did not like my teacher. Well, actually, I had everything against her, but she didn't like me. And so then I was like, oh, so we're just going to hate each other. That's cool.
That's how we're going
to
play.
And I went to college, and my teacher was Russian. And she was, it's not that she wasn't a good teacher. It's just her accent was thick, and it was really hard. And so.
That was my economics class in college, right? Except he said capitalist.
Case you don't have fun.
I giggled a lot in that one.
He said capitalist pigs a lot?
He just said capitalism in the Russian accent. And I was like, yes, capitalism. That's why I have a really good Russian accent.
That's fantastic.
My Mikhail is on point.
Well, I decided that I was changing majors, and so I wasn't going to need calculus, so I just quit going. So my Russian accent is not very good. And in fact, when I went to the final, you know how they say, like, answer the questions you know and then go back? No, but I didn't know. I just picked one, moved on. Picked one, moved on.
How many
which was 90% of the test for me. And I was the first one done. And the teacher was like, are you already done? I was like, maybe I get points for being the first one because that's going to be about the only points that I get. So, whatever. This credit still transferred, though.
All right. Yes.
So, 1.25 mile. It's an oval. It's a favorite of many of the drivers who race there due to the unique shape and different degrees of banking at each corner. So turns 1 and 2 have characteristics similar to New Hampshire Motor Speedway, while turns 3 and 4 similar to the Phoenix International Raceway. The track's egg shape is reminiscent of the oval at the Twin Ring Motegi.
Source IndyCar.com. That's literally what happens if you go to IndyCar.com.
Yeah. Is that how you pronounce that?
Oh, hell, I don't know.
Okay.
I like that you asked me.
Well, I don't know. You're the one who does research for this show.
I think that that's perhaps an Asian word.
Motegi.
So I don't know. Remember, French, Italian, and German. That's all I got. That looks...
I pronounce things like Spanish. Eh. So.
Anyway, last IndyCar race was 2003.
Wow.
Yeah. So think about that. Like, just take a minute, think back to 2003 and go, man, that's a long time.
That is actually when I was taking calculus with the Russian. It was the fall of 2003.
I'm trying to remember.
That horrible semester at Purdue.
Ugh. Well, that was your first mistake.
I know. You were starting your sophomore year at IU Bloomington.
Yep.
I believe you just moved into your own apartment.
That is when I just moved into my new apartment. Still, by the way, a chem major at that time. I did not switch from chemistry to policy until mid-semester.
You were still a chem major.
I was going to work in forensic science.
That's right.
And then calculus.
I had forgotten about that.
Calculus.
See, it crushes dreams.
It does. Ruins lives.
Yes!
I could have been on Indianapolis CSI, damn it. I could have caught Alexander Rossi, the serial killer, with my forensics.
We'll still catch him. We're on to you.
Know it. Anyway.
On to you. Anyway,
so the track itself, so they pour all of this money into it. It's the Gateway Motorsports Park. So they tested May 2nd, and apparently there was a shit ton of problems. Mm. So this track was like, we'll fix it, unlike Texas, which didn't fix it.
Well, to be fair, Texas didn't have all the issues.
That's, well, at the time.
When they did the tire testing.
At the time. So they repaved it June 19th. Started the repaving, finished the repaving, and so teams tested maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago. It was that time when you sent, you were like, hey, go check out Connor's Instagram story, and I was like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh, yeah.
Because he and Hinch drove down together.
That's right.
It sounds like we're stalking him. They put it on social media, so it's not stalking.
I get a notification.
Well, that sounds like we're stalking.
On Instagram, it gives me a notification anytime somebody that we follow goes live.
Oh, okay.
I just probably, because that's one of the few things on Insta that I will occasionally look at, so I probably look at it before it, and because I've noticed if one of us looks at it, then it clears the notification from the other phone.
I don't think I have it as a notification.
Oh, okay, it might just be how I have mine set up then.
Well, I got the new phone, I don't know what I'm doing anymore.
Fair enough.
I gotta learn it.
But yeah.
Anyway, so what it was they invited one person from each team to come back and retest, and let's see, I told you it was Daly for Foyt, Ray Hall. Well, he's got his own team for RLL. RHR was there for Andretti Autosport. Hinch was there for Schmidt Peterson Motorsport. Ed was there for Ed Carpenter Racing. I don't know who was there for Chip Ganassi Racing.
We don't know.
Yeah, I don't really care at this point.
Don't know.
But here are a few things that some of these drivers said about the tracks. Connor said it was, quote, grippy and, quote, faster, which is excellent. Also, I can make a joke.
The track is not the only thing he said. That would be
We're just going to let that one sit there.
All right.
For a minute.
Uh-huh.
Let it happen. Ray Hall said that there was good drafting and a lot of passing. I'm sorry, can lots also, of the passing.
Lots of passing. Can also describe family Thanksgivings in my house.
Good drafting and lots of passing.
Lots of passing gas. Good drafting.
And Hinch said it was a short track that almost races like a speedway.
It's almost like a backhanded.
That's a backhanded compliment. Oh, Elio also said it was smooth as a baby's bottom. So handle that however you will.
Or as smooth as TK's head. Same difference. Oh, short track that almost races like a speedway. I mean, that is really like the...
There's a lot there to unpack in that statement.
Yeah.
There's a lot to unpack.
Like, yeah, it's a short track. It almost feels like it's adorable.
It almost feels like
an adorable little oval.
I mean, I'm pretty sure he said short track that almost races like a super speedway.
Yeah.
Let me just go ahead and throw that out there. That's my
That's
my Hinch.
That's his cadence.
That's my Hinch cadence.
It is.
I don't have the Canadian.
Almost races like a speedway.
I don't have that Canadian timbre. I'll work on it.
Yeah.
I'll work on it.
I think you can do it.
Yes.
Yeah, you're a little more soft spoken than me. Shocker.
I know. I just have to get rid of the Southern Indiana, and then
yeah,
I'm there.
But yeah, I think you could do a great Hinch.
Oh, yeah. I'll start calling, leaving you voice messages as Hinge. While you're asleep.
I would lose it. I'm working on my Australian. Not well enough to do it right now, but...
I'm excited about this.
I've been trying to work on it, so... I'm going to do some fun things.
So, I am going this weekend, and I'm going to go ahead and call it. It's going to be fucking fast.
Oh, it's going to be a speed show.
Oh, shit! I'm excited for a speed show in person. No, I can't handle a speed show in person. I'm just going to go ahead and apologize to our Rookie of the Year, Audie, in advance. I'm going to be losing my shit.
Well,
a lot of
as opposed to her experience at the IMS, where, you know, we were pretty much... You know, like, we got trashed, but it's our home turf.
Right.
And so it's like, you know, we're kind of, it's like herding cats. We make sure that everybody who's still with us makes it back. Audie's going to be in charge of making sure you make it back.
I've already kind of pre-warned her.
I mean, because it's your birthday.
Yeah. Well, it's my birthday weekend.
Yeah, it's your birthday weekend.
We're going to party like it's my birthday.
Because it is your birthday.
Because it is my birthday.
Which, by the way, I got my life card for her birthday that I'm going to read aloud. On the front, once upon a time, a very special person was born who was destined to change the world. You open it up. Calm down. It's not you. It's Jesus. I think he'd want you to have a happy birthday, though.
I sent a picture of that to my parents. And my mother said, quote, we can't get... Basically, they couldn't get past the front of the car because they were crying. And then eventually she's like, we opened it up. And we left.
And we died.
So I'm very excited to go to this race. I think it's going to be absolutely insane. It's their inaugural run. Really, I think it's inaugural since they haven't ran since 2003.
Yeah. I think it counts.
I'm ready for a speed show. Oh. And it's appropriate that it's my birthday because I'm a speed whore. So
true. It is appropriate.
I'm just saying.
It's very appropriate. It's going to be a great time.
It's going to be a good time.
So who are you picking?
I'm going to pick Rossi for one.
Okay.
I think this is it. This is it.
Well, and he was super close. Fast. I mean, there were so many times that I really thought he was going to win this weekend. So,
and
I think that's a good choice.
They learn what to fix, and they are ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
So I got him first. I have Hinge top five. I do.
I think he does well.
Had he not crashed out, he probably would have been top five.
Agreed.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. I was counting on him. I was like, well, I'm definitely going to get my Hinge points.
Sounds like we're not holy money.
Yeah.
Hinge points.
I'm gonna get my Hinge points. It does sound like Monopoly money, but I was like, I'm definitely gonna get my point for that.
I'm gonna get you a punch card. Hinge points. I'm gonna pick. I hope he doesn't screw me like he did this last race, Cotter. If you're listening, I'm picking you for top 10. I really need you to get in this top 10.
Well, if he does screw you, will it be Grippy and Mister?
I feel like he'd appreciate that joke.
Yeah, he would.
I'm done.
You can't put quotes like that on our notes. I mean, you know I can't be trusted.
I know. That's part of why I put it there. I know. Yeah. No, I'm picking him for top 10. I mean, he tire tested. He tested just a few weeks ago. I feel like he has the feel of the track.
Yeah, he does.
Which is Grippy and Fester. So I have him for top 10. I know you and I are going to disagree about this. I have Tony for getting first out.
I mean, we're not going to disagree. It makes me sad when you hate things that I love.
I don't hate him. I think that he has it. He's trying to prove, and I think that's the danger zone.
I feel like he's been... I'm going to politely disagree.
I'm okay with that.
Or not so polite. Well, no, I'm having enough to drink, but to not be polite about it. But I'm going to disagree because, although I do think that he has something to prove and whatever, I feel like this last race went well, and I feel like even though he didn't win it, he felt good about the run.
Yeah.
So I don't feel like he's coming into it with overly high expectations, and he's not coming into this race with necessarily, like, something to prove because I didn't win the last one. Like, he is satisfied with where he was. He had a good time racing, and I feel like he's got his mojo back.
Okay. I get that.
I could be wrong. Shit could get wild. Somebody could crash into him. Who knows?
I feel like shit's gonna get wild.
He can blow an engine. I mean, a lot of things could go wrong.
I'm feeling shit's gonna get wild.
He could turn right into a left-hand turn. You never know.
I think I'm gonna be on my feet for the whole 500 kilometers.
Yeah, it's 500 kilometers.
What
not
the
miles.
Shit, St. Louis?
This is America, okay? Like, the metric system may be more efficient and make more sense, but damn it, we don't use it here.
I mean, if it was like upstate New York or Minnesota or one of the border states, I'd have been like, fine.
Sure.
But this is the heartland. Have some respect.
Yeah.
All right, what are your picks?
All right, I'm going to pick your boy Will Power first.
Oh, good, I'm going to get more shade from my father. That's what that means.
I'm picking that for Chick.
Shout out to Chick.
For you, Papa. Top five, I'm picking Rossi.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, I think he's probably going to be in the top three.
Yeah.
But I don't know that I can commit to first place either, so I'm picking top five.
I get that.
And then top 10, I'm picking Newgarden because... It's a short track, and he has been solid, and they finally figured out the configuration at the end of this last race, and he was, I mean, obviously he finished second. I mean, it wasn't like he was doing extra shitty or anything, but you know, like, he wasn't doing as well, and then, I mean, except for the fact that Will, I mean, he closed that lead with Will.
He did.
Will had a 4-second lead, and he closed it. I mean, there was less than a second between them across the finish line, and that's impressive in, like, 15 laps.
Yeah, definitely.
So... I think, and he's still first in the championship with a score of 494. Number two is Dixon at 476.
That's a gap.
It's quite the gap.
It's, I think it's a larger gap than it was last time.
It is a larger gap. I mean, it's 18 points.
Yeah.
And then Alio's third at 472. Yeah. Pagano's fourth at 468. And then Power's fifth at 452.
Yeah.
Which obviously, I mean, that's all going to change with lead changes and all that in this next race. Well, in addition to the finish. But,
well, there's that.
But yeah, so I think Newgarden has... upped his game on ovals.
Yeah.
Clearly.
100% agree.
And, but I don't know that he's going to win. And I feel like he may not place in the top 10 just because it is a shorter oval, but I don't know. It might work in his favor, but I definitely think he's going to get top 10.
Okay.
First out, I'm going to choose Paris Chilton. AKA Max Chilton.
Because we're not allowed to call him Mad Max anymore.
No. Well, and you know what? I knew that Max Pappas, that his nickname was Mad Max, but.
We just didn't have a better nickname for him.
We didn't have a better nickname, so. But yeah,
and Paris Chilton.
So, and also, I'd like to give a shout out because after I leave here, I'm actually going to a massage appointment.
Well, look at you, fancy.
Well, the thing is, people think that massage is a luxury, and it's not. It's part of
maintaining 100%.
Your health. Mm-hmm. It's like working out, drinking enough water, eating right, blah, 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 which since I do none of those, I get massages.
Do all of those except massage.
I'm kidding. I do drink a lot of water.
That's just going to do. I do drink a lot.
I mean, I do that too. I do
of water. You keep yourself hydrated.
I drink a lot of water.
You keep yourself very much hydrated.
I do. And I eat, I mean, well, it's like that, it was like Instagram, and it was like Monday salad, Tuesday salad, Wednesday salad. I go through, it's like Saturday, like 3 bags of chips, a large pizza.
That's true.
A case of beer, this and this. Like, list like 12 things. It's like Sunday salad.
No, I get that. In fact, I know a few people who like, Monday through Friday, very, very healthy. The weekend, that's your cheat time. I get that. I get that.
But yeah. I don't work out regularly, but I still have a broken rib from 7 months ago.
Well,
so
there's
it's
that.
A little hard.
There is that. But, you're not going to be joining me for any 5K, is what you're saying.
Well, you know I hate to run. I will never join you for a 5K ever.
You can join Chick for a 5K.
Okay, that I can do.
That you can do.
Do you think they frown upon you smoking while you walk in a 5K?
Well, it depends on the 5K.
Yeah, I mean, not for the, like, American Cancer Society. Do you know you can get fired if you work for them? You can get fired if they find out you smoke cigarettes.
You can get fired from the state of Indiana for smoking. We have to...
Like, if you... Like, just for being a smoker?
So there is... When we sign up for a benefit, you click something, you're like, I don't do tobacco. And it takes a percentage or so much off of your... However much you pay for health insurance. And you can get fired if they find out that you smoke.
Well, because that's fraud.
Well, I'm just saying.
That's falsifying documents. But if you say that you smoke, they can't fire you.
No, they can't say that.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No.
I'm talking like whether you said you did or you didn't. If you work for the American Cancer Society and you smoke, they'll fire you.
Jesus.
Because you're not abiding by their mission and values, their vision, like their mission and values.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyhow, so I'm having a massage. Hmm. And so I want to give a shout out to my massage therapist,
okay,
Caddy. Because a couple weeks ago I went over and she was wearing a Brian Clausen shirt.
I love that shirt.
And I know, it's a great shirt.
I've got one. So.
You do have one. But yeah, it's a cool looking shirt. And I was like, hey, where'd you get that? And it was NASCAR weekend. I'm a little delayed in reporting this. But she and her son had gone to the Hollow Parade.
Yeah.
And she signed up to be an organ donor for the first time ever. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
It's absolutely awesome.
And she told me, she was like, yeah, I decided it was time, da-da-da. So we talked about it. And then we also talked about... going on Be the Match to be a bone marrow donor, which I have done.
Yeah.
And it's really easy. You just go online, bethematch.org.
Yeah.
And they send a kit to your house, and it's got prepaid postage. You swab your cheek, you send it back. So be an organ donor.
Hashtag, if you're an organ donor, hashtag be like Brian, hashtag driven to save lives. You can go to driventosavelives.com, or you know what? If you're not sure what you're doing, let us know.
Yeah, if you have any questions about it, private message us.
I'm a trained advocate, so I'm all about it.
That's true. You are a trained advocate.
I'm a trained advocate. In fact, there's a race in October. Actually, it's the same day as the air race, so that might be a long day for me.
Oh.
But they've got the Indiana Donor Network is doing their 5K here in Indianapolis that morning. So maybe Team Hilliker is running, maybe not. We're in discussions.
I don't know that you're going to be able to do that because I think they start stuff fairly early that day.
I think we're all right.
I mean, live your life.
It's a 5K. I'm good.
Oh, that's true. I forget you run.
Yeah.
I think about how long it takes me to do a 5K. Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Oh, 30 minutes.
You're
speedy. It's me to go, hey, everybody, run a 5K.
Right. You'll still
bye, everybody.
You'll still be to my house before I'm ready to leave. All right. So stay tuned during the
show
because, so anyhow, congrats to Caddy. Thanks for being an organ donor.
Thank you very, very much. Means a lot to me.
So stay tuned this weekend. Facebook and Twitter Live. We don't do Instagram Live because it falls off and goes away forever like a Snapchat.
And we should always have a permanent record of us.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. That's one of the things I don't like about Snapchat. Like, it annoys me to no end. Yeah. I mean, I enjoy some things about Snapchat, but yeah, it annoys me. So we do Facebook Live and Twitter Live.
Well, we've done Twitter. Maybe we'll do Facebook Live.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
Might be
I'm making our Rookie of the Year make her predictions when we get to St. Louis on Friday.
Excellent.
I've sent her the list of drivers. I said, here's what you have to pick, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
And we'll be doing...
You should tweet that out. Tweet out her picks.
Oh, definitely.
So that we know.
Yeah, definitely.
Since I won't be there.
Yeah, I know.
But I will be at a lovely hotel just north of Miami, Florida, on the beach that has Wi-Fi, so I'll be able to watch the race.
Are you going to be able to watch on Saturday?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you were leaving Saturday.
Yeah, but Saturday at like 6:45 in the morning. I mean, I'll be in Florida and landed by like 9.
Oh, okay. Cool. Then fine. Never mind.
Yeah. I'll have plenty of time.
Awesome.
I mean, hell, I'll be watching the race before I can even check into my room.
Perfecto.
So, but it's on the beach and there's a casino within walking distance, so we'll be all right.
Win-win right there.
We can kill some time.
I think you're fine.
All right, so white flag.
White flag in it.
Any recaps, anything else, any final thoughts?
Well, no.
All right, we got Caddy.
We got Caddy. We got my birthday.
We got your birthday.
Important.
Justin Newgarden still lead the championship by 18 points.
You were
my boy.
Really excited about that.
I am. Well, I went on, and I really want to buy some Justin Newgarden apparel. But his car is a different color every week. Like, how
every
am I supposed to...
Every week.
Every single week. Like, how am I supposed to buy gear that is clearly in support of you when it changes?
Dear Joseph.
Yeah.
Dude, stick with one paint scheme for two weeks in a row for.
I mean, like Connor Daly.
Same paint scheme. That ain't changing.
Yeah.
Ain't changing.
Red, white, and blue.
There you go.
ABC Supply. Duh.
Ta-da. No, Simon changed because I was going to be like...
He's usually that like neon
yellow. Yeah, RHR doesn't change.
Nope, RHR, DHL. Obviously, they've got a great relationship.
Steak and Shake.
Steak and Shake. For years, TK was 7-Eleven, but
that's
not
true.
Anymore.
No.
I mean, for years, Scott Dixon was Target. So it's like during those years, it was, you know...
Easy.
Easy. I mean, it's still easy now because now they both are with NTT Data. And I mean, But yeah, not Newgarden. Mm-mm. Like, that actually should be a prediction next year is like, how many different colors will Newgarden's car be?
Ooh, we are totally doing that next year.
I mean, because it was orange for
blue.
A little bit. It's been orange. It's been blue. This last weekend, it was black and green.
Yeah.
The weekend before was blue and white. It's been silver.
Mm-hmm. I feel like you're spending a lot of money on paint.
Anyhow, so I'd like to buy some gear once he, I don't know.
Chooses a sponsor?
Chooses and...
Sticks with.
And sticks with a sponsor.
I understand that.
Yeah. I mean, there's like one shirt that just like randomly says Joseph Newgarden in the number 2, and it's like just very like
it's just
bland.
White on and black, like, or black on white.
It's just not any fun. I'm like, no.
You want the polo that makes you look like you're part of the team, so you
exactly.
can sneak in there.
Exactly, but I can't do that if they are changing paint schemes every week. Like, I cannot sneak into Joseph Newgarden's pit wearing like an old shirt that says Dollar General. Okay, not gonna
Sarah
work.
Fisher Racing.
Yeah, not gonna work. So, all right, well. Let's pull the checkered flag on
Let's wave the checkered flag,
so,
guys.
Check us out on Facebook. Our Facebook page is Fast Cars, Fast Girls. Mm-hmm. Our website, www.fastcarsfastgirls.com. That will take you to Podbean, which is our host site for the podcast, which if you're listening, you probably already know how to get a hold of it.
Hopefully.
But if you have friends and family, you can just send them to that website and it'll take them straight to Podbean. So yeah. From there, you can go, you can listen directly on Podbean.
Yes. It does Google, the Google Play Store, uh-huh, and iTunes. So it covers both your Android and your iPhone.
Exactly. So you can listen directly from Podbean or from the Google Play or, yeah, iTunes. So maybe at some point we'll actually do some fun things with that website, but...
Yeah, there's not a lot to do. Oh, the main website. The main, sorry, website. Not the Podbean.
Yeah, no, not the Podbean. I'm just saying the main website.
Yeah, but at some point we should be able to... But... I gotta learn.
Not this week.
Nah.
So, and thanks again, Ryan, who is our behind the scenes tech support. Who acquired that
web address. I don't know how that happened, but
we appreciate it.
I definitely appreciate it.
I'm pretty sure I owe him like a firstborn son or something.
Well,
I mean,
that's a new problem.
I wanted to have a lot of kids anyway, so give her the spares.
Don't forget to hit us up also Twitter. We're at FastCarsNIN317. Instagram is FastCarsFastGirls. Email is fastcarsfastgirls317@gmail.com. Look, if you're involved in racing, if you're a fan of racing, especially if you're female, we would love to hear from you.
Absolutely.
As you found out, hopefully you're a subscriber. We're not mean on interviews. We just want to talk at you.
No, we just want, talk with you, chit-chat, yeah, whatever. Anything
not a problem.
We're pretty easygoing.
And I'm just saying.
I interrupt a little bit.
She does.
And by a little bit, I mean a lot.
A lot.
But you can just be like,
stop it. Stop it. Stop. If it's Pippa Mann or Sarah Fisher, I'm just saying, if you wanted to come on here, I would get you
I mean, we might like girl scream for like a solid 15 to 20.
Easily.
But then we would calm down.
Then we would calm down and pinch ourselves. Well, I'd just pinch you really hard.
Yeah, I know. And then I have to pinch you back.
But I also promise you really good top of the stove cookies or no bakes, depending on where you're from in the States. And my father makes really good margaritas, so there's that.
And by good, we mean strong.
Oh, yeah.
So, all right. Well, guys, thanks for listening. Have a good race, or good week, and
good race this weekend.
Good race this weekend.
We will catch up with you later.
All right.